On behalf of Senior Pastor Angela Bridges and our Pastoral Alliance, good evening and welcome to the Assembly for Praise and Deliverance service. Thank you for choosing to worship with us in our virtual sanctuary on tonight. Before service begins, please feel free to take this time and worship through giving. There are four ways to give electronically: Cash App, Cash App QR Code, Givelify, or Zelle. Details for each method of giving can be seen on the screen at this time and referenced even after the live stream has ended. Thank you for your support in building God's kingdom both locally and abroad. And now, let's join one of God's servants as they bring forth the Word of God for tonight's message.
Sir, so we are here again, Friday night praise and deliverance service. You ought to give God some praise wherever you are at. So welcome our virtual, amen, audience. And we are so excited, elated, amen, for what God is doing at the Apostolic Assembly Church, 10708 South Vincennes. We want to give honor to our pastor, leading lady, Pastor Bridges. We want to also honor Dr. T. And Dr. T, Terrence Bridges, and then also, Pastor Burris. So that is our pastoral alliance. Amen. We're excited. And that's one reason why it might seem like I'm tripping over words, because when you're enthusiastic and you're excited, great things are happening. Great, things are coming to your mind. Also would like to say we praise God for my wonderful wife, my first lady, my children, my mom, my dad. And we're so elated, amen, to be here once again. We want you to get your Bibles, get your pencils, pen ready. We are going to revisit something that we talked about on Sunday. Amen. We went over Matthew 6, 25 and 26. We're going to slow walk it tonight. You know, we got a little animated, excited on Sunday, so you make sure you see the video. Therefore, I say to you, so Matthew 6, 25 and 26, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body. What you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than them? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, do not worry. So that's what he was telling the people on Sunday, to not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're going to say it again, but seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the kingdom of God. Also, we're going to express for you not to worry, because God is going to deal with the hard thing. We want to elaborate on that tonight. But before we do, we're going to pray. Lord, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, Lord, asking you to word our mouth, Lord, that we will be able to speak to somebody that's dealing with a hard thing. God, this is Friday, and only you know what your people have dealt with. You know the challenges that they have faced. You know, Lord God, although the message was preached, don't worry, God, you're going to change their story. You know, if someone, Lord God, was caught up in the trap that we're going to talk about on tonight and allowed it to manifest itself again, and if they was the ones, we bind that spirit that's coming against that mind, that's coming against that home, that's coming against that marriage, that's coming against that individual. We pray for their success. We pray, God, that you will meet them where they're at. Grant them, Lord God, answers to their situations. As we speak this word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to take over our tongue that we might be able to speak to somebody's heart tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So we want to talk about seeking first the kingdom of God. We elaborated on, as we stated, Matthew 25 all the way up to 33 on Sunday. But it's kind of amazing, even as I'm looking at this and it's talking about no one can serve two masters above what we talked about Sunday. So, and it talked about, and I know my sound person probably looking at me like I'm crazy, but it's kind of amazing how the Spirit deals with you. And you're looking at your scriptures. And as we're talking about what we're going to talk about, it kind of tie into this. No one can serve two masters either, for either we will hate the one, love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So that's part of the scripture. And one of the things that we're being taught here, well, thank God for Dr. Terrence Bridges, is that we don't want to just take some out of context, but we want, as we explain in our text. And it's kind of amazing that this stood out to me, because what we're going to talk about tonight is the negative cycle. That if we're not focused on putting first things first, God, we now focus on the kingdom of God. And that's going to take some time. It's going to take a person being bold enough to step out of the routine. Because there's a negative cycle that we want to talk about, and we're going to bind it in the name of Jesus, because there are folk that confirm their failure through the way they think. And these are coming from negative thoughts. And those negative thoughts are what creates doubts and worries. But going back to the fact that they have put themselves in a position where, for whatever reason, a lot of it based on my studies and based on my profession, a lot of individuals have been traumatized. And because of that trauma, now they confirm, or the trauma has defined them as a failure, when they should have been, or we have to help people understand. So y'all pray for me. We have to help people understand, because you fail does not mean you are a failure. And now that we are here, we're in this space of seek first the kingdom of God. God and his kingdom, and one of the benefits of kingdom living is God helps us to understand that we're not a failure, but we're a success, because we don't trust what we trust before. So we break this cycle, and I'm going to tell you about the cycle that confirming the failure, negative thoughts, creating doubts and worries. And as you look at this scripture, the scripture tells us not to worry, not to take thought of our life, because as we are in the kingdom, the king is going to take care of us. And how is he going to take care of us? Because I hear that thought. I hear that mind out there that's probably saying, well, what do you mean by that? Then it's so amazing, because I remember Sunday, and the Sunday school teacher said, I like to break stuff down. And that's what teaching does. It breaks it down. Well, understanding that in this kingdom, God is going to give us an assignment. And that assignment cannot be where we are looking, like the scripture says, where we're serving two masters. We have to serve the King of Kings. We have to serve the Lord of Lords, not the king, or not the spirit or entity that's controlling and influencing this world. We have to serve the king if we're going to get what he has to bring in our lives. So back to this negative circle, because if we're after mammon, if we are after those things that the world is after, failure comes about because it's always about competition. And we know we don't win all the time. So that can develop the negative thoughts. That can develop the doubts and the worries. That can produce unpleasant feelings. These unpleasant feelings make us feel depressed and anxious and uptight and affect us in what we do. Then we can feel disinterested and unmotivated. So if we're not serving the King of Kings, we can get unmotivated with the King because we are in a negative cycle that's been recycled. But the devil is a lie, and we come against it tonight, because what we're going to do to counteract that is going to seek first the kingdom of God. Because if we're seeking first the kingdom of God, we will not be confirming ourselves as failures. I'm going to go over the cycle again in case somebody's saying, well, what did he say? We're not going to confirm ourselves as failures because, yes, we have failed. But in my failure, Adam came to God. So God can help me in my shortcomings. I'm coming to God because only God can help me. I was talking about a song on Sunday by, Cortez, let me see right quick. But we're talking about this song, and he talked about, Lord, only you can fix it. Lord, do it for me, by Zacardi Cortez. What do I need the Lord to do for me? Help me to feel like a winner. Help me to develop some positive thoughts. Help me to fight the doubts and worries that want to come to my mind. Help me establish some positive feelings, because if I have those positive feelings now, I'm able to fight the feeling of depression and being anxious and uptight. I'm able to do that because I'm focused on a God that's affecting me so I can affect others. That's the kingdom of God. A God that can help me to become interested in his things, because God then became interested in me. A lot of folks trying to figure out, well, why should I become interested? Why should I serve a God like this? Well, you're serving a God like this because he's given us a piece of heaven. Even in the hell, God gives us a piece of heaven, and that's called peace. We have automatic thoughts all the time. However, we need to identify our hot thoughts so we can cast them up on him, for he careth for us. Those that occur most often and those that are strongest, in order to do this, we need something to track it, and that's the word of God. If we're not thinking like the word of God, regardless to whatever thought tractor we have, it doesn't mean anything. We're just aware of the fact that we're in a negative trap. Thoughts go around and around. The tape never gets changed. The volume is never turned down. The tape is never heard by anyone else but ourselves. So how, preacher, do I fight these negative thoughts that ultimately affects what I do? And what I do is kind of amazing, because I told the people of God that on Sunday about speaking to the mountain. See, a lot of us can't speak to the mountain because of the thoughts that's talking to us, that's speaking to us and telling us to shut up. But it reminded me of that blind man, blind Bartimaeus. He kept screaming out the loud, Lord, have mercy on me. I dare somebody to speak back to these negative thoughts that go around and round in our minds, and like a tape recorder that never gets changed, and like the volume that's never turned down. I dare you to speak the word of God to it. That's seeking first the kingdom of God. That's not confirming what the devil done tried to affirm. But the devil tried to affirm it. We bind it in the name of Jesus. So the volume is never turned down. The tape is never heard by anyone else. It's all in our head. A negative trap. Our negative thoughts make us feel unpleasant. They make the unpleasant feelings prevent us from doing things. The devil is a liar, because I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm not allowing myself to be caught up with this system. It's kind of amazing. And I was listening to Fred Hammond the other day, not his song, but he had made a comment, and it's out there. Check it out yourself. Probably didn't heard it yourself. And individuals have really taken this to the extreme about Ty Tribbett talking about the system of the church. And Fred Hammond came to his defense and stated the fact that he was saying system. And I'm here to tell people, as I'm listening to it, a system, and that's all I'm going to stay on is the system. I'm not saying he was right, he was wrong, because I'm not a part of that. I'm just want to focus on the system. The system I'm talking about is the kingdom of God. The system I'm talking about today is getting in that secret place of the Most High, being able to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, not caught up in, I'm going to vote, I'm not going to vote, I'm going to be a part, I'm not going to be a part. I'm talking about the kingdom of God. Because people get caught up in negative traps. Because if you don't win, now you can fall in a predicament. What we talked about right before, you can feel like a failure if you don't win. But in God's kingdom, you always win because God never loses. Our negative thoughts make us feel unpleasant. But if the negative thought make you feel unpleasant, if I'm focused on the kingdom of God, now I'm thinking like the king thinks. Now I can say I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now I can do like the weekday manna, and I can be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I don't have to accept a system of failure, a system of disfranchisement, a system that then came against the black man and told the black man don't pick the Bible up because that's what the slave owners use. No, the devil is a liar because the slave owners didn't tell us about the kingdom of God. And God is saying to us today that if we don't go with the system of this world, we can have what God say we can have. We can go where God say we can go. We can do what God say we can do and be what God say we can be. And that's what I declare and decree in somebody today, the victory. Because you're seeking first the kingdom of heaven. And then he stated the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God's righteousness is his right alignment. His right alignment is for me to be focused on my assignment. Let me say that again for somebody that's confused and confounded. The righteousness is right alignment. Right alignment is my assignment. God done put us in a place where we're supposed to have dominion and not get choked by false opinion. Come on, somebody reading Genesis, the first chapter. When he made us, he didn't made us to fail. He made us to excel. He told us to multiply. He told us to subdue. He told us to replenish. And I know somebody said, well, I got five kids. No, no, no. What about those thoughts? What about that million-dollar idea? You got a creative God that then created you, and you can't tell me you can't come up with something creative? The devil is a lie. Here, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God has a distinctive culture. Jesus always talked about the kingdom. It was his only message, the kingdom. One time he said the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. This parable is a statement about kingdom influence. One thing about yeast, once you add it to your dough, you cannot remove it. Where my cook's at. It's there for good. And although it works slowly at first, eventually the yeast permeates the entire batch of dough. That's how the kingdom of heaven should be with our thoughts. It permeates the negative, and no longer am I thinking negative. No longer am I acting negative. No longer am I producing negative, but I'm being what God told me to be. God created us to have dominion. My question to you is, why does that thing have dominion over you? If you've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, let's go. Let me say it one more time. You've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, let's go. Where we going, preacher? Going to have dominion. Where we going, preacher? Going to subdue. Where we going, preacher? Going to replenish what God is saying should be replenished. We're replenishing the hope. We're replenishing the joy. We're going to that classroom for the teachers and replenish what somebody took out of those students, and we're putting it back same way with whatever profession you have, whatever your mission statement is. That's when you seeking first the kingdom of heaven. You're doing what the heavens told you to do, and you're going to get what the heavens told you to get. What did the heavens tell me I'm going to get? After I seek first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. What is going to be added to me? We talked about that on Sunday, and we'll go back over those little notes for a few minutes. What we talked about on Sunday was the fact that what's going to be added to me is a self-actualization. I'm going to realize that myself has come from God, that I am a very creative individual, and what my hands touch, it shall be blessed, because I've been baptized in his name. I've been washed with his blood, and therefore he has raised my self-esteem so I can dream to the extreme. And not only that, not only can I dream to the extreme, but now my social belonging is cool because God has helped me not to act like a fool and be with some foolish folk. Because my self-actualization is seeking first the kingdom of heaven. My spiritual realization is righteous alignment. My righteous alignment is let me focus on my assignment. My focusing in on my assignment is getting obedient to those that have the rule over me. And I'm not talking about no slavery stuff. I'm talking about those that watch for my soul. I'm talking about those that are telling me how to stay and let God be in control. That's what I'm talking about, people of God. It's time for us to get spiritually mature in the fact that God is calling us to be more than just a shouting and dancing and speaking in tongue type of folk. But now it's time to get what God say we shall have. It's time to go out and possess what God say we shall possess and stop acting like we possess. I said acting like it. My safety needs and my psychological needs are taken care of, because after I have sought the kingdom of God, after I have lined up with his righteousness, now all of these things will be added unto me. Let me say it for somebody again. What's going to be added to me? My psychological needs being taken care of. What's going to be added to me? My safety being taken care of. What's going to be added to me? My social belonging, because I'm not going to forsake myself with the assembling of the brethren. What's going to be taken care of for me? My self-esteem. If my self-esteem is taken care of, I don't have to feel like a failure, people of God. And if I don't feel like a failure, people of God, I have positive thoughts. And if I don't have, if I have positive thoughts, now I can fight my doubts and my worries and my anxieties. And if I fight my doubts, my worries, and my anxieties, now I can produce positive thinking. And if I'm producing positive thinking, now I am excited and I'm happy. And you're wondering why I'm jumping and stomping and running and getting all excited. Why am I excited? Because now God has affected my life and I can affect somebody else's life. I don't go to fail, I go to excel. Let me say that again for somebody. You don't go to fail, you go to excel. So now you can tell the devil to go somewhere and I'm not going to curse. Now you're interested and you're motivated because you have experienced the kingdom. You out of the negative cycle because Jesus has washed your mind. Now I can be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Why can I be transformed by the renewing of my mind? Because I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm not being like the scripture stated that I'm serving two masters. I'm not sitting somewhere in disaster. I'm not sitting somewhere going to the club on Saturday and coming to the praise and worship on Sunday and then acting like the devil on Monday and cursing somebody out on Tuesday and only Jesus know what they're doing on Wednesday. But I'm going to dwell, my God, from glory in the secret place of the Most High. So in the same way, now that the kingdom of heaven is on earth, it will never depart. And like yeast, the kingdom is growing and will continue to grow until it thoroughly covers and saturates the earth, because I'm seeking first the kingdom of heaven. Although human governments come and go, these are the systems, people of God. And unfortunately, the systems have creeped into the church. And yes, you have to stay organized. So please don't get that twisted, because some people say, well, we need a system of organization. Absolutely. But that system should be directed from the heavens. God seeking first the kingdom. The Bible states that, my God, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberal and upbraideth not. So that's where we come to the person that want to argue about a system and say systems have to be in place. But the system does not have to resemble the world. And unfortunately, the worldly ways have came into the church, and the devil is a liar, because we want what God tells us we can have and not worry about if we doing it the way the world says, and if we a failure, if we a success. You a success, baby, if you're doing it the way God told you to do it. Now that's the question we got to ask ourselves. Are we doing it the way God told us to do it? Maybe God tells us to do a system that's getting certain results and producing certain things. Maybe that's what God said, but did God say it? Because again, I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The presence of the kingdom of heaven on earth divides all the people on earth into two groups. Those who are kingdom citizens and those who are not. So no way in the world should I be serving two masters. I'm a kingdom citizen. Our purpose as kingdom citizens is to work with the king to increase the size of kingdom citizenship. Not somewhere we're slipping and tripping and trying to figure out what's the next move. No, because the king is taking care of me. Our purpose as kingdom citizens is to work with the king to increase his size. That's what we're doing at 10708. We're calling out for kingdom citizens. We're calling for people to see that part of this system that God has put in place. Let me say it one more time. And in case you like, well, what is he saying? Maslow hierarchy of needs. Maslow hierarchy of needs are taken care of when you seek first the kingdom of God. I hope you underline that. I hope you check that. Let me say it one more time. Maslow hierarchy of needs is taken care of when you seek first the kingdom of God. You can put the therapist out of business. But some people need to know. Some people want to be in control. Some people, oh my gosh. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his righteous alignment. For your assignment, my God, from glory. Now, when you do this, we have a calling and a responsibility to influence earthly culture with the culture of heaven. That's the distinct kingdom culture. That's why we have to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Why must we be separate? Because we are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. I do not see none of kingdom influences or king, whoever it was, a King Richard, King Charles. I don't see him hanging out with the other guy at the club. A distinct culture. You go to Britain, it's a distinct culture. Why can't we be the same? We talking about following systems. We talking about somebody tripping because they say they tired of the church system. Oops. Ooh, what about God's system? What about the kingdom of heaven system? Did anybody ask that question? Let me go back to this. We have a calling, a responsibility to influence earthly culture with the culture of heaven. That's what I'm talking about. Does anybody want to go and do the viral feed and ooh, look what he said? I'm talking about the culture of heaven. I'm talking about changing the way man think of himself. You change the way you think of yourself. You self-actualize. You self-actualize. You done did a spiritual realization. You did a spiritual realization. Now your self-esteem will go to the extreme. Now your self-esteem going to the extreme. You don't have a problem with social belonging because you love you. If nobody else love you, you'll go somewhere and smile when everybody else is frowning. Then your safety needs. I'm not going somewhere in fear because the God is near. And if somebody want to come up and run up, I'm going to run him with Jesus. I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, Satan, rebuke you. And then you see if there's a real God or not. Who going to pull it? I just told the brothers on Sunday that all my years of being a teacher, five fights in 20 years, 20 some years, Because we bring the name of Jesus. I don't feel scared. Firecracker pop, I'm not jumping under my desk. Because God is taking care of me. Psychological needs. Food, water, air. God is taking care of us. And if you feel like you're not being taken care of, read that again. Matthew 6:25-33, talking about seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. God has given us, the king has given us kingdom authority. And that's where we're going to end this at. Kingdom authority, the keys of the kingdom, so that we can fulfill our calling as ministers of reconciliation. God then reconciled us back to where we were in the beginning. Excuse me for one second. God has called us back to what we walked away from. Let me remind you, in case you say, well, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm talking about dominion. I'm talking about subduing, Gabe. I'm talking about replenishing. I'm talking about what God created us for. A lot of us got lost in the sauce. A lot of us got lost because somebody done said a name to us. Somebody done made us a failure. And we went through the cycle. Go back over it. Repeat it to yourself that that's not you. That is not me. And I feel the Spirit saying, go over it one more time. I confirm success in my life. You need to say this. I will think positive. I will not doubt and worry. I will produce positive, pleasant thoughts. I will allow God, the joy of the Lord, my God, which is my strength. I'm going to say a hallelujah when I feel the lowest. I'm saying hallelujah because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when I get strengthened, people of God, hallelujah, it's going to affect what I do. What I do, I'm going to do it in some confidence. And as I do it in confidence, now I'm going to lift up somebody else's confidence. And somebody going to say, who is that Sister Moore? She's so uplifted. She's so smiley facey. I want to be like her. And not only that, then we will see the motivation, my God, the interest in kingdom assignment. You have not been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Everything we talked about, you will not be empowered to do that. Because like we said with the last few things that we were talking about, as we're ministers of reconciliation, God is reconciling us back to the culture of heaven. Every culture, every country has a culture. Culture is the manifestation of nature of the government and lifestyles, custom, morals of the people. When you're baptized in Jesus' name, you're going to display these unique qualities and characters, customs, tradition, and social morals from the kingdom of heaven. Baptism in Jesus' name and being filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the door to the kingdom. And I talked to the people and I'm sure they was like, well, what is he meaning by the fact of gospel gangbanging? We said that on Sunday. Well, what I mean by that is some people want to focus strictly on the door and not tell people, entice them to go through the door. So one of the things that the Lord is challenging me is to share with people what's behind the door. And when they say, oh, I want that. Well, you got to go through the door. The door is Jesus Christ. So instead of me being out there and saying all the things that's natural, and I'll talk to anybody privately that wants to get the information from me about that, because I dare not put it out there because folk don't hear it right. But what's behind the door? I'm going to tell you what's behind the door, because what's behind the door is all the things that the Bible says will be added to you. Because when you, again, when you feeling confident and you feeling excited and you are delighted, you like that hot air balloon. So as you're baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost and you don't walk through the door, now you are going to experience self-actualization. Check it out. Read it. Define it. Self-esteem. You're going to be one positive individual Because as the word comes to your house, as you practice the word is going to practice on getting everything that's negative out of you. Hope you're listening to what I just said. Social belonging. Now I belong to the kingdom. Now I'm a part of a high class citizenship. I am a king and a queen. I know it's difficult for us to believe that, especially as a black man in America. Yes, I said it. Hard to believe myself as a king, but that's what the Bible says I am. I am what the Bible says I am. And then the safety needs and the psychological needs. This is byproducts of being baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. This should entice anybody to say, you know what? Yeah, how do I get there? In the name of Jesus. How do I get there? Being baptized in his name, being filled with his Holy Spirit. Because I used to think, put my notes up, because you know how preachers are, give me 5 more minutes. Well, closing the Bible. When we allow God to reveal to us what we're supposed to be doing and we do it, that's a sense of peace. Now we're motivated. I used to think that when the Holy Ghost come upon you and you shall receive power, my limited knowledge was the power to shout. My limited knowledge was the power to dance. But the Lord has told me that power is for us to advance. Advance through whatever it is that told you you don't have a chance. You got that, Gabe? It's time to advance against whatever it is that told you you don't have a chance. The power of God, Acts 1:8. And once the Holy Ghost come upon you, there's no stopping you. I told them about that fight with Tyson Fury and Wilder, and Wilder started acting like a demon, and Fury was saying, man, I'm not down with that. I'm with the Lord Jesus Christ. And yeah, Tyson Fury got knocked out, but that wasn't the end of the story. So whoever gets knocked out, you're not going to stay down with the power of the Holy Ghost, because we got to understand, and that's a whole different message for a whole different day, and I'll plug it there, stop there, but let me tell you, we serve the God of a resurrection. So I ask this question. You do your homework. What died in your life? If it died and you say, well, it's all over. No, it's not over, because you serve the God of a resurrection. And the Lord wants me to tell somebody, when you get baptized in his name and filled with his Holy Spirit, you about to rise. I kind of chuckle at our leading lady, because her email is Rise, Sally Rise. Well, you put your name in there, you about to rise. Rise, Christian Moore, rise. Rise. You about to rise. Open your eyes and don't be surprised, because you about to rise. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for the individuals, oh God, that are watching live stream, oh God. We just pray, God, that they will take the God of this resurrection and allow it to be, Lord, their new beginning. My God, in the name of Jesus, I feel like Mother Pooh used to do, Lord, where she would speak through the radio, God, and somebody would be healed. I'm speaking through this live stream, and God, somebody's dream is coming alive. Somebody getting reconciled back to where, Lord, we fell from in the beginning. God, oh, yes, yes, yes. We're going for our dominion. We won't get choked on false opinion anymore. God, we shall subdue that which you said is new for us, oh God. My God, we shall replenish that creative ideal, God, so we can have what you say we can have, go where you say we can go, do what you say we can do, and be what you say we are. Thank you, Lord. And until we meet again, in Jesus' name, amen. If you're not giving your offering, please pay attention to that, those instructions that I'm sure is on there. Amen. And let's give, because God has given so much to us. God bless you and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Friday Night Worship. And if you have not done so already, please take this time to support the ministry through your giving as shown on the screen. Our next opportunity to worship together is Sunday for in-person Christian education at 9:45 a.m. and then morning service at 11 a.m., both in person and virtual. Until we meet again, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.